Hi, and welcome back to Real Estate Keeping It Simple. I'm Ray Dove with RE/MAX USA Brokers, Inc. here in Bellevue, Washington. Today, I thought I would chat just a little bit about the multi-million dollar commission lawsuit that now apparently is a class action lawsuit. I'm not sure if you've heard about that, and a lot of what's transpiring today is somewhat influenced to what's going on with this lawsuit. We don't know if the lawsuit in the end will have any merits or not, but it certainly has changed for the better, more of a clarification of positions of sellers and buyers and who's paying the compensation to real estate agents or realtors. So it says in here that there could be potentially millions of home sellers can ask to be reimbursed for bans and commissions they paid to buyer's agents between 2015 and 2020 as a result of a federal court ruling. Now, the case is known as the Moehrl case, M-O-E-H-R-L, if you care to look it up. And basically what they're stating is that this particular client feels like that he paid commissions to a buyer's agent to sell his house back in 2019, and he probably felt like that wasn't disclosed to him clearly enough, that even though he was paying to have his home put on the MLS with a licensed real estate agent and he was going to compensate that agent, that agent shared a portion of that fee to a buyer's agent. And so since the buyer's agent is representing the buyer and the seller's agent representing the seller, this seller, from what I understand the lawsuit, felt, well, why did I have to pay the buyer broker when the buyer broker isn't representing me? So keep in mind, you know, I've been in the real estate business since 1977. And back then, and I get all things evolve over time, but back then you'd put your home on the market with a real estate firm. They would charge a fee, and then the seller would be paying the fee. And if you were an agent working with a buyer, then under the licensing rules at that time, that agent working with the buyer actually was representing the seller. Wasn't really representing the buyer as a buyer might thought they might be represented. Although in practice, agents back then did their very best to give buyers all the information they're looking for, things that are now standard when you go to online, property values, the history of the property, and the price reductions, the sale comparables in the neighborhood, whereas we used to get all that stuff through a real estate agent. And based on that information, the buyer, with the guidance of a real estate agent, would put together an offer to present to the seller, but the seller paid the fees. So now fast forward to where we're at today, and you know, since in the 1990s, and even more so since buyer agency has really come developed, we now have seller's agents and we have buyer's agents. So now buyer's agent can coach the buyer on every aspect of how to put together the offer, what they should put in the offer, how they see the opportunity for the buyer to get the best possible transaction for them. And the seller's agent's job is to get the highest, best possible price and best terms for the seller. And so what would happen again, we'd have that conversation with our sellers and say, look, here's our fee for our company. And every company sets their own fee structure, whatever they want. It's like any other business model. You know, you go to Amazon and buy a product at a certain price, and you can go to another store, Big Five Sporting Goods is an example, or Home Depot, and they may have the same product at a different price point. It might be higher, it might be lower, but Home Depot gets to set whatever price they want on that, and hopefully it mirrors what the marketplace says it's worth, as does Amazon, and the consumer decides from there what they want to pay. Okay, so same thing here. When we go to list a property with a seller, I certainly have a discussion with the seller. Look, here is what I charge for a fee for my services, and here are my services. Now, how much do you want to pay to a buyer's agent? So I think one of the nice things about what's really evolved here is you can have that conversation and should be having that conversation with the seller, because the seller can then, you can say to the seller, look, you can pay zero or you can pay whatever fee you want to that buyer's agent. But this is what we're seeing trending in the marketplace. How do you want to stand out in the marketplace to a buyer's agent if you're going to compensate that buyer's agent? Now, with the buyer's agent, if you're representing a buyer, it's a great opportunity to have that conversation with the buyer. Say, look, we may run into properties where the seller's willing to pay the buyer's agent a fee at closing. And this is what that fee is. In this particular house, the seller doesn't want to pay any fees, so I'm going to ask you, my buyer, to pay a fee for me to represent you and walk you through every step of the home buying process, including looking for properties, showing you properties, getting all the information you need beyond what you can find online so you can make a good buying decision. Now, what this lawsuit is stating, like I said, I don't have all the interactions and all the filings of what's going on. And even if I did, I'm not an attorney. I don't profess to be an attorney. But apparently this seller feels like that conversation did not take place and they were unaware that what they're compensating their agent, their seller's agent, was going to be a portion that was going to a buyer's agent. And so it appears that their claim is, why did I have to pay that buyer's agent if they're working for the buyer? And they may have a valid claim. I don't know that conversation between them and their agent. But keep in mind, in my analogy with regards to Amazon and Home Depot, you come to me and I will say, this is my fee structure for my services. You can go to a competing real estate firm or an individual and they're going to say, look, this is my fee of what I charge. And that's okay. They may charge the same as me. I don't know. I don't know what they charge. They may charge more. They may charge less. So you as a consumer have to make a decision. Well, what is the value add here? If I hire you, what are you going to bring to the table to make it worth it to me to pay more for your services than someone over here that's offering the same menu of services for less money? And that's a great conversation to have. Well, why wouldn't you have that conversation? So it'd be the same conversation with you would have with a buyer. That maybe that seller wants to pay a low fee or a zero fee. Well, then you have to decide with your buyer how much your time and effort and your intellectual property, meaning your experience and expertise, worth to that buyer. So now's the time to have more clarity with that. And it may go on to say that at some point in the past, maybe there wasn't that clarity. Maybe there wasn't that conversation about brokerage fees and how a real estate agent gets compensated. I have seen many people comment on this on different social media platforms, and their opinion is that real estate agents bring no value, so therefore they shouldn't be compensated anyway. And that's okay, you can have that opinion. And then there's some people that wouldn't do anything without a real estate agent because they do value that experience and expertise. That's a decision that you get to make. But keep in mind that you could find the house online, certainly. You're going to be hard-pressed to go see the property without having access to the property through a key box setup if the seller wants to put on their own personal key box. And you can certainly go buy it for sale by owner and go through the data and try to determine for yourself what the home might be worth. And you might be able to sit there and say, yeah, well, I can figure out how to buy it and get it through escrow. Well, you might and you might not. That's for you to decide. So like I said, I don't know if this lawsuit is going to be valid at the end of the road. But it's certainly one that whether you hire me or hire someone else, it's a great conversation to have like I had with my last sellers. Look, this is my fee structure. This is what I charge. And this is what I'm going to offer for that fee. I recommend this to pay to a buyer's agent. What would you like to do as a seller? When I sit down and talk to my buyers, it's the same conversation. Look, we're going to run into sellers that don't want to pay anything to a buyer's agent, or they may pay some. But this is what my fee structure is for you to hire me to be your real estate agent to help you through the many steps of buying a house. Now, I had a past client of mine reach out to me recently, and they were wanting to sell their house, their second home, to their son. And they're a real estate agent in a different state. But they don't know the forms, the laws, the regulations. They don't work in this market whatsoever. So they reached out to me and said, look, would you please facilitate this sale, put it together, walk it through escrow, handle all the challenges we may face with the things that might be requested from everyone. And this happened to be a townhome. So anything dealing with the HOA or rules and regs or the resale certificate, they said, would you be willing to do it for this fee? Well, I would be willing to do it and keep all parties involved, but not at that fee. I want this fee instead. And we agreed to it. And that's how business is supposed to be done, even when you're trying to buy and sell a home. But if you're going to approach it, whether you're a seller or a buyer, and approach it from the standpoint that real estate agents bring no value, that you could do it yourself, then I encourage you to go do it yourself. Nothing wrong with that. But there are many issues that I've chatted about within my podcasts that, you know, certainly you go through my podcast and listen to all of them that talk about all the things that one might be needing to be aware of, like private roads, like storm easements, septic systems, drain fields, HOA rules, resale certificates, pending lawsuits, divorce settlements. Does someone really have title to the property in their name, their married name, in an LLC, in a trust? How do you navigate through all that? Escrow, to remind everyone, escrow company is there to close a transaction based upon the terms and conditions within the purchase and sell agreement. It's not their job to interpret what's put in the purchase and sell agreement. So all those things that might be of concern to you as a buyer and to a seller, someone needs to go over that information with you and coach you how to best maneuver through it. Now, certainly, there's times where you could probably just do the whole transaction by yourself, but I would say that's the exception to the rule, not the rule. Again, I would, if you want to do more research on this lawsuit, I would encourage you to do so. And like I mentioned before, all things evolve. Business was done differently in the 50s, as it was done in the 70s, as it was done in the 80s and 90s. But it all gets down to an open line of communication, and all parties involved will make a decision that's best for the client first, and then the real estate get compensated based on providing the right product and services to the clients. And I had one client many years ago that I sold them their primary house. I sold them two fourplex buildings and a duplex. They decided a few years later to move back to California. They came to me, we were putting all the properties back on the market, and they said to me, well, look, since we're listing, bought all those properties from you, now we're going to sell them all with you, would you take a reduced fee? And my answer at the time was, no, I'm not taking a reduced fee, because I got to do this, this, and this, and this, and this. I got to help you maneuver this, this, and this, and this. And they, yeah, okay, well, we appreciate getting that clarification. And they went ahead and signed the papers, and on we went. And that's how business is supposed to be done. If you want to know more about my fee structure as a buyer's agent or as a seller's agent, then feel free to reach out to me. As always, you can email me at raydoveremax@gmail.com, or you call or text me at 425-681-8630.